subsistence recognized for certain groups of people that, and individuals that do utilize the resource and need it for their livelihood. I question, whether or not, and I've thrown this out before people before, is that whether or not certain commercial fishermen wouldn't fall in this category as well. Because you have certain commercial fishermen who depend upon their entire livelihood from the utilization of salmon. That is their livelihood. That's all they depend on. And is that not also a very important use of the resource and perhaps should be recognized? Another question that hasn't been hit yet, or a point that hasn't been hit yet, is that there are very few species involved in this controversy. You have caribou and you have moose. Those are the two prime game animals that there are problems with. And moose is the most problem, the greatest problem of all. And then you have king salmon, certain king salmon populations among the salmon. You've got a wide variety of other species that are utilized by personal use, people as well as subsistence people that there's no regulation on at all. For example, clams out here in Southeastern, for those who are brave enough to eat them anyway. there's no point in having a regulation or even thinking about having a regulation that would give some priority to use of that particular species. And there are many species in that category that simply are not involved in the subsistence law or the so-called inequities. Certain salmon, like pink salmon, I don't think generally is a species that you have to worry about at all. You could give considerable numbers of pink salmon, particularly during the high runs, to any number of people in Alaska without infringing upon subsistence needs at all. And I think that could be handled. Now the boards, as has been commented on, they've had the problem of allocating these resources among the various user groups and have had to wrestle with that every year. And I think generally since statehood in 59, they've done a very good job on this. They've always recognized the special needs of rural residents and have attempted to pass regulations that would give them special seasons, longer seasons, larger bag limits. I agree with Roop. I don't think there has been a problem, except in a few specific instances. Tionic, Vasca mentioned, was one. And there will be. Anytime there's a real shortage, which has occurred on moose and did occur on king salmon, you are going to have that kind of a problem. And then you need something that will allow the boards to regulate that particular resource and allocate it in an equitable manner. I think, though, that this bill is not going to solve the problem. I think there's language in here that really needs some reworking, and some changes. And I think Luke Andrews referred to one of them where you spell out the means to be used by a personal consumptive users in taking fish and water, or fish in this case. I think you should leave the means to be established by the board. They control that in the past. For example, if you have a personal use fishery, for example, on pink salmon, you could simply restrict it to gill nets at a certain time of year or a certain part of the season. Completely or not address the hook and line use at all, or keep that prohibited. The boards can do that, but if you put this in the law itself, of course, it's going to make it mandatory. And the board will not have the flexibility to use their judgment as to how to regulate that allocation and the resource. I think that's basically about all I have to say. I think that this is the right approach. That I think if you went away from straight subsistence as defined in the federal law and pick up the idea of personal use, which is certainly a dominant use of fish and wildlife by all Alaskans, I think this will very much help to resolve the present conflict we have within Alaska that has simply polarized unnecessarily, and I think the bad feelings and the acrimony that has arisen from this is bad for Alaska.
Thank you, Mr.
Scoob. Chairman, can I ask the ex-commissioner one question?
We'll go for one quick one. That'll be quick. Mrs. Coog is ex-commissioner of Fish and Game. Could you define to me, or how you would define, the shooting of a walrus and just retouched as subsistence? Do we have a correlation here?
How I would define the shooting of walrus?
As a subsistence, living off the land, can we eat tusks, for example? Maybe I'm getting too technical. But I've never been able to figure out how we could consider shooting a walrus just for his tusk could be considered subsistence.
Well, if you're looking at it strictly from the tusks, that's a whole another area. They do, of course, use the hide and the meat along the coast of the walrus.
Do they?
Yes, they do. That's a very important food item along the coast. However, there is also a certain amount of head hunting for ivory. But you can also look at ivory as being very necessary to the cash economy of the villages along the coast, because they do not have much of a cash flow. You can, I think, in a broad sense, look at ivory as you might look at the fur of a fox, for instance, in trapping. The value is in the fur, and that is what provides the cash for the people to use. And you don't, for example, eat or utilize the body of a fox. When you're talking about walrus, you're talking about an awful lot of meat.
We're not getting apples and oranges mixed up here.
Pardon?
We're not getting apples and oranges mixed up here.
Well, I'm trying to point out that the ivory is used for cash, and it's needed in a lot of villages because they have no other means of getting that cash. They're not in industry, and they have trapping for fur, and they have ivory. I'm not trying to justify that. It's not an easy one to justify, because there is a certain amount of waste there that should not happen.
Thank you, Mr. Scoob. Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to sit in on your meeting today. I have to leave. And I must say, it's a little like old home week around here.
You're welcome whenever you have time. Larry Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Larry Smith. I'm the chairman of the North Pacific Fishermen's Federation. We're a group of independent commercial fishermen, different gear types. Different activities, but all involved in commercial fisheries.
Yeah, and we would like to support the concept of this bill. We feel that the idea of using poverty guidelines would be a better way of addressing an equal basis for people to participate in the use of the resource in the state. The most important thing I feel that we could say is that we would urge this body to address the federal law that has basically mandated the state to get into this conflict in the first place. We're dealing with federal agencies, and boils down to states' rights versus federal control over our resources and how we can use them, and how we deal with the boards, and how our Fish and Game Department reacts to our allocation processes dealing with all the user groups involved. We're now fighting with the Park Service over very productive commercial fishing areas in Glacier Bay and Monument areas, which they're, by the use of ANILCA, are just walking away with and told us that we can't have any say about it because ANILCA says it's okay. So in the bottom line is that we do support the idea that we need to address the subsistence situation, the law here in this state, and that we would hope that this legislature can do something in any appropriate manner to address the federal law. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have Russ Bartow. Is there anyone else here that hasn't signed up that would like to testify at this point? Yes, ma'am. Come forward. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Cass Parsons. I'm the executive director for the United Fishermen of Alaska. The United Fishermen of Alaska is a statewide fishermen's group. We have approximately 1,500 individual fishermen members and 18 member organizations. I don't feel qualified to discuss subsistence or whether this legislation is a good vehicle for discussing the subsistence issue. I'd like to restrict my comments just to the effect that this legislation appears to have on commercial fishing. Our first specific concern with this legislation is in Section 10, which defines personal consumptive use fishing. As written, anyone who consumes fish taken by the methods listed is considered a consumptive user. This includes subsistence fishermen, personal use fishermen, and all sports fishermen. Resident, non-resident, and military sports fishing licenses were issued to 249,456 persons last year. Section 4 requires restricting the fishery to assure maintenance of fish stocks on a sustained yield basis or to assure the continuation of personal consumptive uses. Does this mean then that 300,000 to 400,000 consumptive users all need to be guaranteed 5, 10, or 100 fish, or commercial fishing will be shut down? Section 5 indicates that this is the intent of House Bill 266. This section does not allow the Board of Fisheries to permit the taking of fish for beneficial uses other than personal consumptive use, i.e. commercial fishing, unless the needs of persons who consume fish are reasonably accommodated. What does reasonably accommodated mean? The board would need to decide, for instance, how many fishermen journey down from Anchorage to the Kenai, Kasilopford, and Nilchik rivers, and how many fish these fishermen require to reasonably accommodate them. Once this figure is established, commercial fishing would need to be restricted or closed until that number of fish were taken. Salmon runs are 2 to 3 month events at most. How long will it be before until every consumptive use fisherman is reasonably accommodated? This bill appears to go beyond giving subsistence fishermen, personal use fishermen, or sports fishermen priority over commercial fishing. This bill gives everyone who wishes to eat or consume an Alaskan fish priority over commercial fishermen. This bill does not require in-state or local residency, customary and direct dependence on the resource, or availability of alternative resources for a person to qualify for priority use over commercial fishing. It simply requires that you consume the fish. Only those who utilize fish for trophy will not be given precedence over commercial users. I'd like to request that this committee ask for an Attorney General's opinion on this legislation as it affects commercial fishing. In short, this legislation spells disaster for commercial fishermen.
Thank you, Ms. Carson. Are there anyone else here to testify today? At this point, the board coming to testify? We were expecting Representative Ward was requested to come testify too, so I've been assuming he was going to make it. Apparently he is not. I would feel confident at this point to say that there will be further testimony. We have scheduled at this point a teleconference statewide for next Thursday afternoon on this bill. From that point, I'm not just sure where we will go on that. Getting testimony and what have you, but there will be, and there will be more of a statewide basis as opposed to just the people that can come to testify here in Juneau. With that, we'll close the meeting for today.